Welcome to the Bedford First Assembly Podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Bill McKee. We're always encouraged to know what God is doing through this ministry to transform lives. If you have a story to share of how God is working in your life, please let us know by sending an email to connect@bedfordfirstag.org. For more information about Bedford First Assembly and to watch the live stream of our services, visit www.bedfordfirstag.org.
We have an interesting passage to look at this morning. Under this marvelous heading of learn from me, learn of me. The words of Jesus, are you tired? Are you worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. Hallelujah. I don't know, some of us need to learn to live freely and lightly. This morning we're in John chapter 8. We're going to pick it up at verse number 12. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. You know, this is a kind of amazing passage of Scripture. And if you'll forgive me, I'm going to take off my coat. If you'll not pay too close attention to how fat I am, I'll be fine. It's an interesting passage because in this passage of Scripture, Jesus is trying, and I say trying, he is trying to get forth a message. And at the same time, his hearers are trying to challenge him as to his authority to give the message and the validity of the message itself. So, you know, I'm kind of glad that we haven't set up that kind of an interaction, you know, to where every word that I said that you folks brought back a challenge. Now, some of you do visually, I can tell you, but at least verbally, we don't have to fight through that. But imagine that. Jesus is trying to give them the words of life. He is giving them truth beyond anything that they deserve, because he is the Son of God, standing right before them, right in their midst, and he's giving them truth. And as he's giving them truth, they don't hear the truth. They don't hear what he's saying. All they can think about is challenging every word that he says. It's interesting to me because this eighth chapter from verse number 12 all the way through the end of through verse 58, in this entire rest of this book, he's trying to speak and they're trying to challenge him. And when they challenge, he will respond to their challenge, but then he will sow into the midst what he's trying to say. So we've got to kind of do a little bit of dealing here this morning with the words of Jesus and with the words of the Pharisees and the Jews. Beginning at verse number 12, read along with me. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The Pharisees challenged him. Here you are appearing as your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. Jesus answered, even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I came from or where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are right because I'm not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law, it is written that the testimony of two men is valid. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me. Then they ask him, where is your Father? You do not know me or my Father, Jesus replied. If you knew me, you would know my Father also. He spoke these words while teaching in the temple area near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him because his time had not yet come. Father in heaven, I pray that you would help us this morning as we look both into the heart of Jesus and also into the heart of those who would challenge him, who would have the audacity to challenge the Son of God. Help us this morning. May we each grow in our journey. May those who are troubled in their hearts and in their lives find the peace that can only come in you. And we pray that the word of truth would give us rest. In Jesus' name, amen. In this passage and in our passage as we read on here this morning, the Lord is going to give, he's going to give three incredibly important truths, powerful truths, life-changing truths. These truths are almost swallowed up by the dissension of those around him. And you know, as I was thinking about this, my immediate thought was, oh, I can't believe what they did. I can't believe. Here they had Jesus standing right in their midst. They could have asked him anything and he would have had the answers to it. They could have asked him to explain to them creation. And he could have explained to them in complete thought how creation occurred. There's just so many questions that could have been asked Jesus, and yet they could not get past their lack of understanding to even hear what he was saying. I think that still happens today. The simplicity of the truth of the Lord comes piercing through into our lives. But then we allow our own set of questions to drown out the simple truth that he's trying to give us. Can I tell you something this morning that you will never get all your questions answered? If you have a plan to follow Jesus at some point whenever all your questions are answered, I can tell you this morning, it's a sad thing for me to tell you, but I can tell you this morning, you will never follow Jesus. Following him is not about having all of our questions answered. It is about finding a relationship with the one who has promised to give us life and peace and joy unspeakable and full of glory, and love beyond our understanding. Oh, incredible promises of the Lord. So you and I, that is not to say that we don't carry our questions with us. It's not to say that we do not have those questions, but we must guard. Let this proof text, if you will, prove these men lost out on a relationship with the Son of God because they let their questions be more important than his words to their hearts. It can happen right here today. Let me tell you what Jesus said. He said, I am the light of the world. Now, you know what? There is enough in that single phrase that they could have danced with him. Forgive the terminology, you know, not into dancing. They could have danced with Jesus for hours over that. I am the light of the world, Jesus said. What he was doing was sharing with them one of the truths of the universe. In the beginning God said, let there be light. And that incredible, unexplainable phenomenon called light happened. Do you realize that light is the centerpiece of all of our reality? We would know nothing that we know right now were it not for light. Light enables our eyes to see. Light enables us to function and to work and to enjoy. Light is one of those pure essence, if you will, that is necessity for our living in this world. Let me help you for a moment. I'm going to ask our brothers up there to assist me. Oh, we still have lights. Now, if I trip and fall and you hear this huge bang, you will know what happened. No, that's cheating. This is too much fun. Now, we still have the blessing of the sun that is way out there filtering in through those back windows in the sanctuary and providing for us a little bit of light. But imagine this world if there were no light, if this was nothing but darkness. Now, imagine complete darkness in this room. And I know we've got these lights filtering in, so we're cheating a little bit on this. But imagine if this was in complete darkness and then somebody walked in or somebody pulled out of their purse or pocket a flashlight. Brother, this is my flashlight. All of a sudden, where we could not function, where we could not live, where we could not exist, where we could not see anything, where we were stumbling and trying to find our way around, all of a sudden, we would begin together, if we're smart, we would begin together behind the guy who has the flashlight. Now, am I telling you the truth? Because we would realize that the guy who has the flashlight can help us to get where we're needing to go. He can help us to keep from falling. He can help us to keep from hurting ourselves. He can help us to be able to be at peace, because there's nothing more disarming than to be in total darkness. But just a single flashlight can make all the difference in the world. Bring the lights up, please. Thank you. You can turn that one off. I don't want it. We have many. Jesus is the guy with the flashlight. Jesus is the light of the world. Do you realize, folks, that we are living in a world of darkness? We are living in a world of absolute darkness. You know, we get surprised by a week like we've had here in our country where so many things are happening. There's so much unrest and turmoil and all of this. Man, we haven't seen anything yet. Take the light of Jesus out of this world. Take the light of Jesus that is reflecting and shining through those who belong to Him. Take all of them out of this world and imagine this world of ours without any
faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, without any presence of His Holy Spirit, without any power of His resurrection around us. Imagine the chaos, the pain, the sorrow, the struggle that would exist in this world. Can I say, the darkness that will overtake this world when the believers aren't present, when Jesus is not present, and when the power of the Holy Spirit is taken away. I don't think that our minds can even wrap around. You know, we talk about in the tribulation period, we talk about, oh my goodness, you know, this beast and all this. The beasts and all of that are they're the least of the problems. The darkness of mankind is going to be unrestrained. You know, you see just a little tiny taste of this in some of the unrest that exists in our cities right now. And we'll not get into the political aspects of you know, which side and where we're gonna go with this. I'm not going to go there, but what I want you to see is how the preachers of the gospel and the believers are stepping up with songs of hope and prayers of hope into the midst of all of the darkness and all of the pain and all of the sorrow and all of the hurt that is going on. Whether they realize it or not, there are some cities that need to be incredibly thankful for the church this morning. Because when darkness has no restraint, when there's not even a flashlight to give some light in the midst of the dark pain and the sorrow, anything can happen. You see this sometimes when it unrestrained darkness overtakes an area. And the people, it's like they come unglued. For no reason at all, they start destroying everything. Have you ever sat and watched those things and you say to yourself, well, why are they, those are the businesses, that's the grocery store that they get their groceries. Why are they tearing it to pieces? How many would agree with me? It doesn't make any sense when you look onto it. You see, darkness doesn't make sense. It's full of pain. It's full of emptiness. You know, in the beginning, it says the earth was without form and void, and what? Darkness covered the face of the deep. It was noted to be nothing but chaos. Nothing. Form, nothing. Capable of functioning was without form and void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. You see, without God, that is the description of our world. He stepped into that darkness and He began to speak the words of life and light. One of the first things that He did, He said, let there be light. And there was light. Now think about it. And Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So what does it mean? It means I am the hope of the world. I am the one who keeps this world from being in chaos. I am the one who strikes down the void of nothingness and makes things into something. We used to sing a song, He made something beautiful of my life. I've watched it for a lifetime as He's taken dark, empty lives and just in a very short amount of time, transform that life into something incredible, something beautiful. It's amazing. Only the light can do that. Do you realize this morning who we are worshiping and praising and honoring in this house? We are honoring and worshiping and praising the light of life. Now, I'm doing a horrible job in my limited vocabulary and ability to give you the essence of what this is. But can you imagine on this day when Jesus said, I am the light of the world, that those standing there could have said, would you explain this to us? And the Son of God, the very essence of light itself, the hope of the world, could have spoken to this issue in their life. But did they do it? No. They said, hey, here you are appearing on your own witness. Your testimony is not valid. In other words, raspberries. In the face of the reality of who you are, you know what? It hasn't changed. You see, this world of ours is walking in the blessings of the Lord. We're still living in the light. And so gracious, so kind, so loving is our God that people are shaking their fists in the face of God, proclaiming hatred toward Him, and at the same time, He keeps shining over their lives. Jesus says on down here, He says, I am the one who could judge you, but I choose not to judge you. Why? Because He came as the light. He came to bring to them the revelation of the light so that they could appreciate the light that God has given them, so that they could appreciate the blessings that the Lord has showered upon their lives. You see, it is not a big thing for us to have come out here this morning and worship, or a big thing for us to give some of our time day by day for the presence of the Lord, or to honor Him and give Him praise and honor and glory. It's not a big thing when you realize that He is the light of our world. He's the one that makes sense of all the mess. So, here's the truth. Wise men still chase the light. Just like the three or four, or whatever it was at Christmas time, who traveled across the world chasing the light that they saw in the sky because they realized something special about this guy. Wise men and women still chase the light. I need to know this Jesus. He has some stuff that I need. I don't know what I would do in watching the news and seeing all that's going on in our world. It seems like it's just shaking and shaking and shaking, and more things don't have good answers. Or good people to lead us. Because, and Jesus identified this, if you look in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life. And that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness understands it not. Isn't it amazing that the very essence of our existence is dependent upon Jesus, and yet we in this world would struggle to turn our attention and our lives toward Him. Let me show you the second thing here that Jesus brings out, and it's a powerful, powerful statement. In verse number 21, it says, once more Jesus said to them, I'm going away, and you will look for me, and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. This made the Jews ask, will He kill Himself? Is that why he says, where I go, you cannot come? But he continued, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, and I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins. Who are you? They ask. Who are you? In other words, who are you to say that we don't get to go to heaven? I've heard someone expound on this just recently as they had been confronted by someone who said that the only way to go to heaven was by belief in the Lord Jesus Christ. Christianity Today just recently had a huge article on this of the widespread movement, now get this, within the church of those who do not believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven. You know, you can be good if you're good. You know, it doesn't matter which God that you worship, as long as you worship a God. The reasoning of men, the ability of men to figure this thing out is without end. But it's illegitimate. It's not true. The Son of God came into the world and he said, you are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am the one I claim to be. You will indeed die in your sins. Now, if we're trying to avoid the truth that says, if I do not believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, I will die in my sins and I will not be where Jesus is. One of the first things you do is you don't preach from this passage of Scripture. But I'm telling you this morning, by the words of the Lord Jesus, he is the way, the truth, and the life. He said, no man comes to the Father except by me. One of the most powerful, exacting truths of this book is the fact that Jesus came and died. And there is no other way given among men whereby we must be saved but by the name of Jesus Christ. Now you say, oh, Pastor, you know, I know this and I know this and I know this. Just, you can scoot on. But you know what? When more and more and more and more of the church are moving it away from it, why? Because they love darkness more than light. So they push off the light, because when the light shines, it exposes. You know, when the lights were all off, it was a lot more comfortable for me up here. Because then you can't tell that I've been eating more than I should. And I can tell you, you know, I could say to you with the dark, if we were just in darkness here, I could say, I'm really skinny. Just you could just imagine in your mind, I am really skinny. But you're all sitting there going, uh-uh. Because the light shines upon the true, right? And it brings the truth. Aren't you glad I didn't bring one of you up here and use this as an illustration for that? Hey, come on, folks. We've got to realize the benefit, the power of the light, when we cannot simply accept the parts of that truth that we want to. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. You need me. And he went on to say, but you're so intent with your darkness that you're going to die in your darkness. Because only those who will accept me as the light of their lives will see glory. We need Jesus this morning. You say, but I don't understand. It's not about complete understanding. What we need to understand is that he came into this world and he died upon a cross so that we could be saved. Now, let me take you one more. I've got a couple minutes here. Let me take you one more step. Down in verse number 31, it says, to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Now, if you note with me, the world is grabbing a hold of this portion of this passage and using it as their own. Some are not even giving biblical credit to it. But now just kind of perk up your eyes and your ears, and you'll see what I'm talking about. This is happening more and more. If you know the truth will set you free. And it's become like a parable within our society. And yet the reality of this cannot be known without what Jesus said first. If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it is not giving mental assent to Jesus. It is not about just saying, oh yeah, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It is about turning your life to him and walking after him and letting the light of his light lead the way. Come on, now think about this. Is that what he said? I am the way. Just imagine us gathering in behind him and moving because he has the light in the midst of a very dark world. See, kind of grab a hold of that. Just, you're not lining up behind me. I'm just a seed spreader. But we're all lining up behind Jesus, who is the light. And what is he saying? He's saying, this is the truth. This is where you will find truth, in walking with me. It's the same thing as what the heading scripture, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He says, come on, learn of me, get in behind me, come along with me, and I'll show you how to live a life that is full and abundant and free. Now, if you love the darkness of this world, then you're not going to love the light of Jesus. Because light exposes stuff. Hello? How many of you ladies, I got to have your help for just a moment, but how many of you ladies looked in the mirror this morning before you came to church? I'm afraid to ask the guys because some of them don't look like they've seen a mirror, but ladies, let me see one more time. How many of you ladies? Yes, you looked in the mirror. Now, how many of you looked in the mirror in a total darkness? See, if you're kidding yourself, you could say, you know, yeah, I went to the mirror and put my makeup on and fixed my hair. I just didn't turn the light on. And isn't that stupid to even think that that would take place? You would say to yourself, why bother? If I'm not going to turn a light on, why even walk up to the mirror? Because I wouldn't be able to see myself. Okay, so let's make the spiritual application. When we come up to Jesus, the light of the world, and some things are exposed in our life that, no, the hair that's going this way. Huh? Or growing out your nose. That's for us men, you know. The wife goes, aren't you going to cut that hair? What hair? That one that grew overnight, that's 2.5 inches long, hanging out your nose. Hey, this is real life here. Don't be afraid that the Lord Jesus might show you some things in your life that don't need to be there. Because see, it's not that he's trying to give you a bad day. It's the fact that he's trying to make your day the best that it can possibly be. Just like you ladies coming up to the mirror and turn on the light. You know, when you're going to fix the lights in the bathroom, you want them as bright as possible. You want natural light. You want just the right light so that you can see everything. Why? Because I want to be able to prepare myself the way that I want other people to see me. Well, what are we doing in this house this morning? We are being prepared in the way that God wants to see us. And it hurts a little bit when you realize you got the 2-inch hair hanging out in your nose. How in the world did that happen? Or ladies, you put your makeup on and you realize you put one kind of makeup on one eye and one kind of makeup on the other eye. One false eyelash or something, I don't know. You see, we're used to it in our natural lives of doing it the best they can with what we've got to work with. Huh? Most of us, when we finish there at the mirror, we go, okay, and we shut the light off and walk out the room. And that's the best that it's going to get from here, you know? That's all I can do. I can shave it, I can trim it, but it's still that same face. How many know this reality that I'm talking about? So then don't despise the reality, the spiritual reality of when we come into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would see some things about ourselves that we should not be there. Don't be surprised. Don't run from him because he is shining the light of his glory and righteousness and truth and holiness over our lives. Be joyful. Wow, I'm glad that I saw that because I sure don't want to try to take that into heaven with me. I don't even want to take it out into a hurting, dark world. I want the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that thing that I've celebrated here with communion. I want that to cover over my life. I want the Lord Jesus to shine through me. Oh, that they would see the Lord. He's the way. He's the truth. He's the very life. I'm going to tell you, begin to expect more from Jesus. I don't think you're expecting enough from him. He's the light of the world. He's the truth in the world. And you know what? If you will allow him, now here again, you may not want to hear the truth. But if you'll allow him, he'll give you the truth. Because he's the truth. The veritable essence of the matter. And he won't just point you the way. He will lead you on the way. Amen?